with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. ICE arrests over 32,000 migrants in the U.S. illegally in the first 50 days of the Trump presidency. Correspondent Bernie Bennett reports.
In the first 50 days of the Trump administration, immigration officials arrested over 14,000 convicted criminals, 9,800 migrants who have pending criminal charges, 1,155 suspected gang members, and 44 foreign fugitives, according to a senior ICE official. But on a call with a group of reporters on Wednesday, the senior official called the remaining 8,718 immigration violators. During previous interviews, ICE has referred to these arrests as collateral damage, people who are not necessarily the target but get swept up in the process. Bernie Bennett reporting.
There's a pilot program to raise Alzheimer's awareness.
New Mexico has paired up with the Alzheimer's Association in a pilot U.S. initiative aimed at raising awareness about a disease that affects several million people in the country. The relationship with a nonprofit group has been a year in the making. It was unveiled Wednesday, days after authorities confirmed that actor Gene Hackman died at his Santa Fe home of heart disease with complications from Alzheimer's. Experts believe that because of Alzheimer's, he was unable to seek help after his wife died from a rare rodent-borne disease. The Alzheimer's Association is hoping the campaign will expand to other states. I'm Lisa Adams-Wagner.
A launch pad problem has forced a flight delay to replace NASA's two stuck astronauts. The new crew needs to get to the International Space Station before Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams can head home after 9 months in orbit. The decision to cancel finally came down with less than an hour remaining in the countdown. Mixed day on Wall Street as the Dow was down by 82 points. The Nasdaq rose 212. This is SRN News. Christians are being targeted in Syria.
Fighting has broke out between the new ruling Muslim militia and other groups loyal to ousted strongman Bashar Assad. But while Christians are not fighting, they are being killed. At least 1,000 members of the country's small Christian minority have lost their lives in this latest round of fighting, and it's unclear which side is targeting them, possibly both. The international community is calling for peace and the protection of religious minorities in Syria. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Education Department's Office for Civil Rights is taking a frontline role in President Trump's war on woke ideology in the schools. He's ordered the agency to focus its priorities on investigating anti-Semitism, the promotion of transgenderism, and DEI programs. This week, the Education Department sent a letter to 60 colleges warning that they could lose federal money if they fail to make campuses safe for Jewish students. This is SRN News. A lawsuit over abuse at child migrant centers is being dropped.
The lawsuit against Southwest Key Programs was filed last year over allegations of sexual abuse and harassment of children at its facilities, with allegations of children being warned not to report the alleged abuse and threatened with violence against themselves or their families if they did. The Department of Health and Human Services has decided to stop placing children at those centers, and the Department of Justice has now dismissed the lawsuit. The civil lawsuit had sought monetary damages for the victims. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A 37-year-old man died after falling from a chairlift that was having a mechanical problem in a Montana ski area. The accident happened Monday just before noon at Red Lodge Mountain, southeast of Billings. The man had been riding alone when he fell. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.